Welcome to the third module of your English lesson, The Little Girl, given in your textbook, First Flight. In the last module, we have seen the efforts made by Kasia's grandmother. The grandmother was a lady of understanding. She understood that the relationship between Kasia and her parents were not very warm and this relationship was not a very good close relationship. Therefore, this old lady made an attempt to send Kasia to her parents just for chatting and talking, because this old lady knew very well that communication between the family members can bridge all gaps among them. But Kasia could not talk to the parents because the parents were not ready. They were very, very indifferent. Kasia's father was trying to sleep. Her mother had so many things to do. Therefore, Kasia's grandmother suggested to Kasia that she should prepare a pincushion for her father as a gift, and that gift should be given on Kasia's father's birthday. And we have seen that Kasia made a mistake while making this pincushion. She tore into pieces the papers on which Kasia's father had prepared and written a very important speech. And the speech was very important because he had to deliver the speech for the port authority. He could not find the speech and those sheets of papers. Everybody searched for that purpose. Finally, it was found out that Kasia tore off those very important papers into small pieces and stuffed those small pieces inside the pincushion casing, and she completed the pincushion like that. It was an innocent, careless behavior of Kasia. But at the same time, we know that Kasia was a small girl. She could not judge and understand the importance of those papers. She confessed her mistake. She tried to explain, but other than the grandmother, none of the family members, that is mainly Kasia's father and mother, they were not ready to listen to her. Not only this, she was punished by her father with a ruler, and this punishment wounded more the heart and minds of Kasia than her palm. And one comparison also Kasia made. The comparison was that the neighbors of Kasia, Mr. McDonald's, they were a very happy family. They were happy mainly because the children were very happy. If the children are very happy in a family, naturally the entire family will be happy. Here the father, Mr. McDonald, he played with his children, 5 children. He found time for that. He became just one among the group without keeping the seriousness and rigidity of a father, the head of the family. He mingled with the children, played with them, laughed with them. And Kasia watched this from her fencing. Of course, she felt a lot of jealousy towards those happy children. She compared Mr. McDonald with her own father. And she understood that there are different type of fathers in this world. Now, the next part of the story we are going to discuss. Days and weeks passed. One day, Kesia's mother had to be taken to the hospital for some reasons. And Kesia's grandmother accompanied her mother to the hospital. Her mother and grandmother could not return and come back to home from the hospital. They stayed in the hospital. And Kesia was left alone in the house with the cook. The cook was a lady. She did her job well. She cooked and took care of the house. That's all. She was not that close to Kesia like her grandmother. And as it was getting darker, Kesia was very much afraid. The daytime was not a problem. The daytime was manageable for Kesia. But the night was very different, because she used to get nightmares. And in the room of Kesia, this night, no one is there. Her grandmother, who used to give her company, now that grandmother is in hospital with her mother. So the cook came to Kesia's bedroom and told Kesia, "You can sleep now. Don't disturb your father, because your father is very tired." We know that otherwise also. It was not in the nature of Kesia to go to her father. And it was not in the nature of her father to call his daughter close to him. So she was very much afraid to sleep alone. She woke up in the middle of the night, screaming and crying, because she had a horrible nightmare. She saw that a butcher was chasing her, running after her, keeping a butcher knife in his hand. She was weeping out of fear, and when she opened her eyes, to her great surprise, she saw her father standing by the side of her bed. He did not say anything. He lifted her and carried her in his arms to his bedroom. He made her warm and comfortable on his bed. Her father told her to rub her feet with his legs and to make them warm. She felt very safe and comfortable with him. She had never seen her father this much caring and loving. And she could trust her father as a protecting guardian angel. She did not sleep, but her father, after some time, he slept. She thought that it is true that each and every father, they are very different. No father can be compared with another father. They have their own unique ways of dealing. Soon her attitude towards her father changed. Now she realized that her father was not at all that cruel father. He is no more a giant for Kesia. He loved and cared for her in his own way. The way he behaved and interacted with Kesia, that is his own way. She accepted her father. She understood that he had to work the whole day to provide for his family And he used to come back totally tired. So it is quite natural that he would take rest instead of playing and running around like the neighbor, Mr. McDonald. On this day, she changed the whole mental picture that she had about her father, as if her father took a rebirth in the mind of Kasia with the same face but with a new warmth, with a new love, and with a new understanding. So the story ends here. As a conclusion, we will see what are the different lessons this story is offering us. What are the different types of messages that the writer is trying to pass into the minds of the people? The first message, I think, is the message of the importance of interpersonal relations in family, between the elders and parents on one side, and the children and the youngsters on the other. Of course, we know that there is a generation gap between these two groups. But instead of the generation gap, the proper relation and interpersonal contact, the quality of these interpersonal relations needs to improve. The second message is that for better relationship in a family, the first and the foremost factor is mutual interaction and regular communication among the members, because through this communication only we can understand each other's aspirations, expectations, desires, each other's strengths and weaknesses in a better way. So there should be regular communication. The third message is that it is essential that parents should spend time with their children. It is essential. They may be busy, but still some time needs to be set apart for the purpose of interacting with children. They should give them freedom. And children should be given opportunities to express themselves. Parents should give them respect and due attention. Then only their self-esteem and self-confidence can be boosted. The fourth message is that children don't like their parents and elders when they force their views and their decisions on them. Such behaviors curb their free thinking and their creativity. And such children who are living under the forced decisions of elders, they won't be able to think independently and take their own independent decisions in future. And the last lesson is that, but it is a very important lesson, children need more love and acceptance from home, from each and every member in the family, especially the elders. So, thank you, children. In the next module, we will see some of the grammar portions. Thank you.